My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jason Munns, of course, the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal on Twitter, on X, at Munsley, joins us each and every Monday. Munns, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, this is Big Wave by Jenny and Johnny.
Making big waves.
Yep, Big Wave. Mm-hmm. It's Jenny Lewis, and I guess her love interest at the time, Johnny, don't know what his name is, but anyway, Jenny Lewis, they put out one album together, and it was pretty good, but yeah, that's Big Wave.
All right, speaking of big waves, the University of Memphis basketball program made some big waves last week. When you put the week into perspective, like, what are your takeaways? What do you think? Let's start with basketball first, and then we'll get to the Ed Scott side of this later, but like, when you put last week in perspective, how do you sort it all out?
I guess from my perspective, I would be looking at it, I do look at it as sort of a reset on the first part of it, the coaching staff part of it. You know, like, there was, it's just been kind of, for a while, there's just been some discord, some issues, shall we say, for a little while on that coaching staff. And I think this is a way to hit the reset button as much as you can at this stage of the game, which admittedly, you know, it's not as if you can do a full reset, obviously, because we are less than two months now away from the season opener. So you do what you can. So that's kind of how I see the first piece of it. You know, of course, then you have to take into consideration the anonymous letter.
Yeah.
And, you know, make it, like, at this point, you have to just kind of make of it what you will. Some people are going to look at it as though the sky is falling. Other people are going to look at it as though, well, it's literally hearsay. Like, it's literally just somebody who wrote a letter, who made some claims without any real substantial proof. Now, you know, I happen to know that there are other pieces to this, like other not pieces to the letter, but like there's other stuff that was sent to the people that the original letter was sent to that whoever wrote the letter views as proof. I don't see it that way, which is why I haven't reported it. And it's the same reason why I didn't report any of the specifics in the letter. And I would assume it's the same reason why Pat Forty didn't report any of the specifics in the letter. Because again, what we're talking about right now is nothing more than some unknown person's claims without any real substantial proof or evidence to back up these claims. But getting back to your original question, so you've got the reset button part of it, and then you've got this other part of it that's kind of like fluid right now. We don't really know what to make of it all. You know, obviously Memphis acknowledged that they have seen this anonymous letter and that they turned it over to the NCAA. I think, so like I was saying before, you could either think the sky is falling or you could think that it's, you know, just somebody trying to stir up drama. I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And I don't think that it's like a hard and fast, whatever the truth is, I don't think it's hard and fast. I think it is sort of a moving target. And so, yeah, like it was a roller coaster of a week, last week. And, you know, that's my take on everything that happened in that 24-hour time frame. What was it? It was like Tuesday night into Wednesday night. And I made the comment after the coaching staff part of it on Twitter, like, you know, there've been some wild days in Memphis basketball under Penny Hardaway, and somehow that one, when we were talking about just the coaching staff part of it, somehow that one didn't quite rise to the level of some other wild days.
Yeah.
Which was a feat in and of itself. But then if you take into consideration the next day, and that whole 24-hour time span, it's going to rival that James Wiseman November 8th, 2019, 24 hours where he's, you know, like arriving at FedEx Forum 15 minutes before tip-off because he'd been in court trying to get an injunction to be able to play, and then he actually is allowed to play despite what those two are going neck and neck. Those two 24-hour time spans are going neck and neck in terms of the wild factor.
How surprising was it to you to see the school acknowledge the letter?
Surprising. With the benefit of hindsight, not really surprised at all, honestly. Like, you were there for Ed Scott's interview, were you not?
Yes, I was on the other side of the glass, but I was there for every word.
Yeah, so like, is it any wonder that the school acknowledged, like, Ed Scott has come in with a new mentality. Like, you guys talked about it on the radio last week. I've been saying it, like, I talked to Ed Scott the day the news broke that he was going to be the next AD on the phone. And we talked for like 40 minutes, just me and him. And I didn't write anything off of it that day. But like, he made it very clear to me then, and he has made it very clear to me each subsequent time that I talked to him and each subsequent time that, you know, that we've heard from him. It doesn't have to be talking to me, but he's made it very, very clear, numerous occasions, that he's not about that whole, you know, like playing things close to the vest, you know, clandestine. He's not about being evasive. He's going to tell you what he can tell you, and what he can't tell you, he's going to tell you he can't tell you that. Like, he's going to be very, very upfront. And like, I saw the school's acknowledgement of the letter as like another sign it's a new attitude over at that university, especially, you know, when you're talking about athletics. And so, I really wasn't surprised, based on my, you know, experiences and observations that Ed's got so far.
And then along the same lines, you heard the Ed Scott interview. What did you kind of take away from that?
He's impressive. Working in the space that you and I work in, you really can't ask for much more than what he's given us so far. Now, there's no guarantees that that's going to continue, but transparency, the level of transparency that he has operated with up to this point, and that I know for a fact means a lot to him, like, even going forward, it means a lot to him to be as transparent as he has been so far. And so to see it again, especially given the timing of everything, like, Jeffrey, how easy would it have been for him to just say, let's wait till next week? Or
I'll be honest with you. As the producer, I was shocked that wasn't the case.
I'm telling you, like, it wouldn't. Nobody would have batted an eye. It would have made sense. It would have been understandable. But that didn't happen. And so, no. I mean, I was glued to the radio the whole time, even though I was technically on vacation. I thought it was very, very impressive on his part. Again, he'll tell you what he can tell you. What he can't tell you, he'll also tell you he can't tell you that. He's not going to, like, dance around stuff or try to – he's not going to say a whole bunch of words that actually don't amount to anything. It's going back to the point I was making before, in where we sit on the side of the fence that we sit, it's very, very refreshing. And I thought that he was revealing, and I thought he was, and the other part of it that I found, you know, good and positive is that, like, there were really no hesitations. Like, he was never really searching for answers as he was talking, which, you know, usually means, I guess it can mean two things. It could mean either A, he's extremely well prepared and good at that sort of thing, being prepared, or B, he was just being completely genuine. Like, everything he was saying was just completely genuine. He believes what he was saying because it's, to him, the truth. And I thought it was really, really just a great interview.
No, I'm with you. I don't know when it somehow became, I don't know, almost like as a pejorative. It's like, oh, if you're prepared, it's like, well, you were, you know, you were trying to, like, spin something. It's like, I don't know. Like, I find it much more satisfying when you have someone who knows the questions, like, that he's going to be asked, is prepared for questions that he's going to be asked. Because it's not like we handed over a list of questions, and he was just ready to go. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. It is weird now how it's, like, it's almost viewed as, like, a negative if, like, you were too prepared for that. It's like, since when?
You might say that if you just read a transcript, but if you listen to the interview, like, you could guess he was prepared. Like, was there any question he was prepared? No, absolutely he was prepared. But, like, he's also, again, if you just heard it, you could tell that he meant what he was saying. It wasn't rehearsed. It was prepared. Rehearsed and prepared are two different things.
Yes, I totally agree.
And he was very well prepared. And I thought the other part of it that I thought was really, really interesting was how, like, do you know how difficult of a line, like, how fine the line is probably for him right now? Last Friday, whenever he was on with you guys, like, how fine of a line it is for him to be walking right now. And I feel like he's walking it really well. Like, he's saying, you know, the stuff that he's saying about Penny and the stuff that he's saying about the program, the stuff that he's saying about himself and the stuff that he's saying about the team. It was all very good. The stuff that he said, you know, and you pointed it out pretty immediately. Like, he didn't just say Penny Hardaway will be the coach on November 4th when Missouri comes into FedEx Forum, period. There was a qualifier in there, and, you know, like, of course there should be the qualifier in whatever statement, whatever answer you're giving to whether Penny Hardaway is going to be the head coach when the season starts. And he gave it, you know what I mean? Like, he had no problem giving it. And, you know, including that qualifier. So it was just, yeah, it was really good.
Do you think the program's in a much different spot this Monday than last Monday? And I use last Monday because that was before the original changes. Other than, obviously, there's going to be new assistants. But, like, do you think, from operationally speaking, like, is it any different? Because to me, it always is going to come down to, like, what happens this season. And I still feel like we're kind of there. There's been certainly some colorful scenes since then. But it still feels like this is going to be a season that's largely, you know, determined by what's on the floor.
Oh, yeah. I do think this Monday is a lot different than last Monday. Because, you know, before, you know, last Monday, yeah, Ed Scott was in place and everything. But, like, his support that he hired a few weeks ago, Tim Duncan, Terrence Lawley, those guys, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think either one of them, I mean, I know they've been hired, but I don't necessarily know that they had
begun the job
on the ground as of last Monday. And if they had, that was probably their first day. So I'm reasonably certain of that. And so having those two gentlemen now, you know, in place physically and personnel-wise, I think makes things a lot different. I think both of those guys are, but especially Tim, and they're going to have very vital responsibilities and roles for this Memphis men's basketball program, the athletic department as a whole, for sure, but also the men's basketball program, given the situation, the circumstances that it is facing. But at the same time, as you alluded to, there is still, like, what was true last Monday is still true this Monday, that, you know, the goal is still the same. Like, you still got to win games. You still have a season that you're getting ready for. You know, it's even closer. It's still, what, less than 2 months away from Mizzou coming in here. It's still an incredibly important season for, you know, the entire program, but Penny Hardaway is a part of that program, and that has not changed from one Monday to the next. I know a lot of people. there are a lot of people who, if they could, they would press that forward, and we could stop talking about all the other stuff and actually get to start talking about basketball. But we still got a few weeks before that happens.
All right, anything else you want to add that you think I missed?
No, I would expect some of these staff changes to start formalizing very soon. I would say this, though. Technically, if you're comparing last year's staff, the number of positions on last year's staff to this year's staff, there's like six openings. I don't think they're all getting filled. So, you know, people who are looking for, like, this wave, this big wave, see what I did there? This big wave of new people, these new, you know, new staffers. I don't know what's going to be that. I feel like it'll be a couple, maybe three.
All right, Munz, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.